This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعماله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who love His path and His way of life. That Allah gives us a knowledge and a practice of the Quran in a way that is more important and relevant to us in our private life than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. And I pray that Allah's our fear and our hope in the mercy of Allah in genuine steps as we move forward in life. Allahumma ameen. Today I wanted to speak about one of the fundamentals of our faith. And one of the great statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when a man came and asked him a question that really might have deserved a longer answer, or so we may think. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the miracles that he was provided by Allah, is something referred to as jawami' al-kalim, that he can gather a comprehensive topic but address it in just a simple word that has a vast and unending meaning. And that's from the signs of the trueness of his prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came to the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to him, O messenger of Allah, قل لي في الإسلام شيئا لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. O Messenger of God, tell me about Islam something that I don't need to ask anyone after you anything about it. Give me something that I can use, that I can benefit from, something that gives me the heart of what this faith of La ilaha illallah, no one, and that Muhammad, that you are his messenger. Give it to me in a way that is clear, easy to understand, but at the same time practical for me to use. The Prophet ﷺ turned to the man and simply said, قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Be regular and be confident in saying, my Lord is Allah, رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Allah is the one who I have made my master. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then follow what it means. Subhanallah. See, many of us, we've come to accept this Islam as something that is a blood right. And almost every one of us seated here today, alhamdulillah, we were born into the faith of al-Islam. We came to know Allah by what our parents and our school and our teachers led us to. But Islam is not just simply that you identify as a culture or as a religion. It's meant to be something that shapes every aspect of your life. The easy parts of it, and in fact, more importantly, the difficult parts of adhering to the faith. Everybody likes the easy stuff. Nobody wants to put in the hard work. Nobody wants to stay away from the things that maybe the heart desires, or the relationships that our being wants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it limited upon us and has asked us to step away from it. قُلْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ As you say, or oh, my Lord is Allah, means that Allah is not just one that you worship and you can't see and you feel that you're detached from, but Allah is the master of every decision you and I are meant to make in our day and in our lives until we return and meet Him. From what we eat and what we wear, to what we interact with others in, to the halal relationships we have, and to the avoidance of that which is haram. In every aspect of our life, it's meant to demonstrate a submission and an Islam to Allah. Sadly, at times, a lot of emphasis on Islam, mashallah. You know, we're Muslims, it's a religion of peace, we're supposed to be really nice people, and everything in Islam is just about akhlaq. It's about, you know, having good manners, and that's all Islam is. Islam goes far, far further than that. In the decisions we make and the decisions that we refuse to make, in how we view each and every aspect of our life, and the moments that we carry forward in our treatment of others. قُلْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ Acknowledge, state, and be proud that Allah is the one who is my master, the one who directs my life. When we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master, when you and I stand in prayer, what you're supposed to hold in your heart is that it's as if you stand before a judge as a criminal is about to be sentenced. And your head is hung low, and you're in a moment of fear as to what will happen next. Will I be forgiven? Will I be sentenced? Will I be given mercy? Where will my judgment lead me further in life? And at that moment, you remind yourself that Allahu Akbar. It is Allah who is greater. It is Allah whose mercy is greater, whose power is greater, and whose effect in my life and others is greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an that in the darkest hours, Allah remains with us as Ar-Rahman, as the one who is always and permanently merciful. Treatment of us, of our treatment in our relationship with Him. SubhanAllah, at times you might find me in the morning as you come into school, smiley and cheerful and happy. Salaamu Alaikum Shaykh Yahya, and I'm very easy to get along with. And SubhanAllah, there's other days where I've had maybe a difficult time or news that has disturbed me, and my mood may be different. And the gentle, kind person that you've always expected, maybe on that one-off day, you don't find it. And that's because of my humanity and my humanness. But Ar-Rahman, the always ever merciful, the one who all of the mercy we have stems from the mercy He has put in our hearts towards Him and others. And that becomes unchanging, irrespective of what we give back towards Allah when we should be thankful at times we are ungrateful. If you were to look at your life today, just what you're wearing and where you're sitting and the safety that you enjoy, the lunch you're about to eat after our prayers, the classes you're about to attend, the car that's going to pick you up at the end of the day, the home that you're going to find secure and full of food and comfort, the news that you're able to share with others of ease and delight is not what is the norm for the majority of human beings who are walking the earth today. And as you and I sit in the comfort of this masjid, in this musalla, sitting nearly 1,000 of us, worshipping Allah with this freedom, there are those who are restricted from it, and Allah remains Ar-Rahman for them as much as He is for us. Sadly, at times when we say our Lord is Allah, we only want to make Allah important when everything is good. And when everything seems well, it's easy to be good with Allah. But it's when there's difficulty in our life, or we don't get what we want, or we have been deprived from something we thought is good for us, that in the wisdom of Allah isn't, that we find it difficult at times to become the good Muslim that we need. So the Prophet ﷺ says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then adhere to it. Adhere to that word of La ilaha illallah. That it's not just Allah who I worship when I'm in prayer, but it's Allah who I worship in every aspect of my day and my night. Even your sleep can become an act of worship as a Muslim. That if you say to yourself, I'm going to go to sleep early because I don't want to miss Fajr, the whole night of sleep becomes an act of worship as your intention is to rise and wake up to worship Allah. As you sit in your math class and as you struggle with one or two of the problems, if you set your heart that I want to make something better of myself, something better for my community in the future, something that my parents and I can be proud of, I want to attain a higher standing and a higher rank and to gain a higher admission to a place that will give me a halal rizq, an honorable job, every moment of you concentrating with your studies becomes an act of ibadah. Some of the greatest sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, who lived with him for dozens of years, were those who narrated few words from the Prophet ﷺ. An example is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu or Umar ibn al-Khattab, 500, 600, 800 hadith. And then there's others who've narrated thousands of hadith. And you say, how is it that Abu Bakr, the first person to enter into Islam, just narrates under 600 hadith from the Prophet ﷺ? He was with the Prophet ﷺ everywhere. Umar was with the Prophet ﷺ everywhere. But then you dig a little bit deeper. Faith and practicing Islam is not just sitting in the masjid and listening, even if it is just from Umar radiallahu anhu. It shows you what istiqamah means, what it means to be upright and a worshipper of Allah. He says, my neighbor and I, we used to share the company of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day, I would sit in the masjid with the Prophet the whole day, learning and studying. And after the night had come and the Prophet went to his home, I would sit with my neighbor who all day was out in the field at work. He couldn't be in the masjid. He has to earn enough money for his family, for his children. He was out there working, but he wanted to be with the Prophet ﷺ. So at the end of the night, I would sit with him and I would tell him everything the Prophet said that day, everything the Prophet ﷺ did that evening. And then we would go to sleep. The next morning, I would go out to the field and my neighbor would sit with the Messenger ﷺ. Until the end of the day, I would be so anticipating. I wonder what happened. I wasn't there in the masjid except for the prayer. Then I went back to work. I don't know exactly what occurred. I can't wait for my neighbor who I share the Muhammad ﷺ with to tell me what has happened to the Prophet ﷺ, where he says, Al-amal ibadah. Work is an act of worship. Studying is an act of worship. Preparing yourself for the future, my year 12s, is an act of worship. Committing yourself to a regiment of studying by day and reviewing by night and burning the candle until the late hours for these last few months before your exams is an act of worship that you can be rewarded for. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who have an istiqamah of heart, where it's not just that we seek to make ourselves better as each and every day goes by. The Prophet ﷺ would pray at the end of every salah, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrik. Oh Allah, assist me to remember you more. Wa shukrik, to thank you more. Wa husni ibadatik, and to be better in my worship, better in the next salah than I was today. Your aim is to become a better person as you move forward each and every day and each and every week in our school and beyond its gates. How delighted I was to see today one of my former students who used to sit with you where you're sitting right now. She used to sit where you were in this school as a student, as you are, and today she's a colleague taking relief of a classroom. What a great honor, subhanAllah, that those of you one day will come and share your wisdom, share your knowledge, that I will visit you in your doctor's office, or I will call your company to fix my electricity or my plumbing, that I'll have the need for you as you have a need for me today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success, give you energy in your hard work, and make you from those who are proud to say La ilaha illallah and follow it as a methodology of life. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us the importance of hard work by demonstrating it himself. In fact, one of the songs that the Sahaba used to sing, and don't be surprised by me saying that, the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to sing. Human behavior allows that. And as the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ was being built, the Sahaba began to sing. It's a poem. And they would say, the translation of it, what companions would be of righteousness if the Prophet was working, carrying the bricks, and we sat watching? What good would we be as his friends and companions if the Messenger of Allah was the one who built the masjid by himself? And subhanAllah, you find this song and this story in Sahih al-Bukhari, where the Prophet ﷺ was the first person to mold the bricks, to carry it on his blessed shoulder, to set it in its place, to dig the ground, to remove the rocks. The Prophet ﷺ was a person whose hands would get dirty in foraging and in preparing what would be the greatness of our ummah today. And unless you're willing to work hard, you will achieve less than what you can achieve in life. And there is no greater regret. You can even ask this of some of your year 11 and 12 students today. There's no greater regret of a senior student than they didn't master something in their lower school years that could have benefited them in their senior years. And to my year 11 and 12, there's no greater regret you will have in your first years of university than that you wasted a moment and a time where you could have mastered something that would make your life easier in your university studies. There's no greater regret once you get back into work and you find a job and build a career than to look back and say, had I had the time that I had, I would not have wasted it in the way that I did. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you an opportunity to say La ilaha illallah and to follow the path of hard work that is a consequence of that belief. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. May Allah give strength and support to Islam and its believers. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واهدنا يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask you, O Allah, to guide us to all that which is good. We pray that Allah protects our school, our staff, and our students. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our board and our principal to that which is pleasing to Him. That Allah protects us from making decisions that are harmful and haram. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens to us the doors of all virtue. وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.